You'll turn with me over to 2 Chronicles. I just feel burdened more to stay down here than get up behind the pulpit this morning. I'm really not feeling real well right now either. So you can remember, if just share a little burden that I've had on my heart for some time. Trust that it'll be an encouragement and help to us along the, when we have battles of life, that the Lord will. With, I'd like to read a passage over in 2 Chronicles. I'm fine, I think. 2 Chronicles in the 20th chapter. It's a familiar passage, a familiar story. That's fine. I'd like to begin reading with verse 1. Said, it came to pass that after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee. And moving down to the third verse, it said, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Now, Jehoshaphat was a man that he loved God. And there was a place he found himself in that he began to be afraid. And I first want to just, and again, I don't want to preach a message here, but I do want to share what's on my heart. There are going to be times in our life that we're going to be afraid. And that does not make you less spiritual, because there are circumstances in your life that you don't understand what the end result is going to be. That may be physical affliction. That may be financial difficulties. It may be spiritual things. But there are going to be times in life, because we're human, God gave us emotions. God gave us feelings. And we don't want to feel like that we have to be so spiritual, and understand what I'm saying, that we have to be so spiritual that we're afraid to acknowledge that, Lord, I'm feeling some fear here. Because fear comes many times through a lack of understanding what the future holds. And if you haven't been in that place, you probably will be one day. But when Jehoshaphat was afraid, see, he dealt with it in the manner that the Lord wants us to handle when we have physical afflictions. And I know we call this healing day, however you want, but I feel like that the Lord is more interested in how we approach the needs in our life than he is just saying, we have a vending machine of prayer up here, and come and put in your dollar and push the button and get the result you want. God is not a vending machine. And that means then that there is a deeper level of faith than just getting the result that I want in the flesh. I think that sometimes if we are not careful, our faith begins to be result-oriented. I'm thankful for results with faith this morning. I am thankful for answered prayers today. I wouldn't be here if it had not been for answered prayer. If it had not been for results from your prayers, I wouldn't be here today. But I also recognize that faith is far deeper than getting the result that I want. Job, when he was in the middle of affliction, suffering, he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. In other words, I'm still going to trust God. There is still a deeper element of faith that even when I don't get healing, even when I don't get the answer to the prayer that I wanted, Lord, my faith ascends to Thee. In other words, I'm not just interested in results now. I'm interested in something going on between God and me. And that is the reason why faith, I have seen people get sick and stay at home and do nothing. Understand what I'm saying? They weren't going to go somewhere to have some surgery. They weren't going to go take medicine to help with the pain. And they stayed at home, and their statement is, I'm trusting the Lord. And they did nothing. Do you know that trusting in the Lord is not about doing nothing? Trusting in the Lord is not about folding our arms in our bed sometimes and saying, well, I'm not doing anything, so that means I'm trusting the Lord. Trusting the Lord is an activity. Trusting the Lord is when our heart is open and we make eye contact with God. That's faith. And that is what enables us then to say, Lord, through the inspiration of faith, I'm placing myself in your hands. That's not doing nothing. That means there is something that's going on between my heart and God. So Jehoshaphat began to be afraid. And his response was, he began to seek the Lord. He set himself to seek the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast throughout all of Judah. Moving down into the 12th verse. He said, our God, they were praying. He said, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And if there can be any summation of, I guess, where the Lord has brought me personally, this is the embodiment right here of what faith is all about. Faith is about getting our eyes on Jesus. Faith is about when I don't know what to do, and I maybe even in the flesh, there are some fears that come, that, Lord, my eyes are on Thee. And I have found that when we get our eyes on the Lord, that's what faith is. And I know there are, in the Scripture, there could be all different kinds of messages and exhortations on faith this morning. And all of them could be right. Because there's different perspectives and different aspects scripturally on what faith is. And I understand that. But when it gets down to our humanity and it gets down to what it means to trust in the Lord, this is where I have found, and this is personal, if you'll allow me. I don't like to talk about myself a lot. But what I have found in difficult trials of life is that this is where I have been able to find rest, is that, Lord, I don't know what you have in mind. I don't know where this road's going to take me. I know what my desire is, and that's what we pray for. I know that this is, Lord, this is the end that I would that you bring us to. But until you reveal, that's what you're going to do. Lord, help me to keep my eyes on you. And then in times when you don't know what to do, I know what I'm going to do, Lord. I want to keep my eyes on you. And in times when people come and they mean well, and they give advice, and some say do this, and some say do that, this is what it comes back down to, is, Lord, I want to keep my eyes on you. That's what will carry us through the storms of life, folks. Whether it's in grief, whether it's in sickness, whether you're lying on your deathbed, this is what will carry us through and minister to the deepest part of our spirit, is when we can say, Lord, regardless of everything else, my eyes are on you. Folks, that's what faith is this morning. That's what trust is. That's the reason why the Scripture said, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Without a belief. But what is that? What am I believing in? Have you ever really stopped to consider that? You know, when we pray for healing, folks, I'll share with you a situation one time. We got a phone call, and someone was on their deathbed. And there's a group of people lying around them, trying to work something up, tell them to get out of their bed. God wants to heal. And it was affecting the family. And we get a phone call saying, would you please pray that God would just calm everybody down? And I'm thinking, here there's two different sets of people praying. What are we praying for? Our desires for healing. But do you know this morning that it is not always God's desire to give physical healing? It is His desire to heal the needs of our spirit every single time. It is His stated desire in the Scripture to heal us of sin, to heal of hurts, to heal and bring deliverance of those things we heard about in the message last night. Folks, that's God's will. But in Hebrews, isn't in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, call it the faith chapter, we read through all of the great deliverances because of faith that God performed. But how does that passage end up? They died. Not having received the promise, they were persecuted. They were beaten. They were put in prison. And not all of them got released like Paul and Silas. Yes. Yes, please. Yes. Yes. And did they have as much faith as the others that received the deliverance, the physical deliverances? That means, folks, that faith, our faith is not to be result-oriented. And I'm not a hypocrite standing up here because the Lord has given me life. Job said, though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. Faith is about keeping our eyes on the Lord. When I don't get the result that I want to see, I'm still going to keep my eyes on the Lord. And that means then that when we come and we say, Lord, I want this result, and He doesn't do it, that does not mean that faith is a failure if our eyes are still on the Lord. Do you remember when Stephen was stoned? Where were his eyes? Do you think if he would have had more faith, they would have stopped stoning him? No. We have been blessed because Stephen died. I have been many times. I've read that. When he was mistreated, he forgave those that mistreated him. How did he do that? He had his eyes on the Lord. That's what carried him through. That is what enabled him when people were killing him and mistreating them. It said he lifted up his eyes into heaven. And where was Jesus? Sitting down. Oh, he wasn't sitting. He was standing where? At the right hand of the throne of God. If this morning, if there are things you're looking to God about for physical healing, I believe God wants to give more physical healing. I believe that. But I also believe that what is more important is that we get our eyes on the Savior. That, Lord, this is the object of my faith now. It's not just that I get what I want, but it's that, Lord, that You would draw me into such a relationship with You that I can lift up my eyes when I start to feel fear. And through tear-dimmed eyes that I can look up and I can see Jesus standing. Can someone tell me why Jesus was standing up? I thought He was sitting on the right hand of the throne of God. But in that passage, He wasn't sitting anymore. Why was He, Brother Ivan, why was He standing? I do too. Have you ever, you know when your children start to learn to walk and they're kind of wobbly? And they get close to the fireplace or something that could hurt them, and they start to fall. Do you know a lot of times you're almost halfway on your feet ready to catch them? You know that's what Jesus, I believe that's what Jesus was doing. It's like, this is one of my children that is hurting right now. And He wasn't just sitting there with His arms folded saying, well, I hope He makes it. But He stood up. And He was ready to catch him, lest he fall. Lest he begin to fail. Jesus was standing up, advocating, ready to catch him. And Stephen looked up and he saw Jesus standing up in his behalf. If you are fearful this morning, if you will lift up your eyes, you're going to see Jesus standing up in your behalf today. If there are things that you're looking for God to heal you, keep praying. But what is faith? Faith is that I am a believer in what? I'm a believer in God. That I am going to believe in God's wisdom to do for me what He sees best, more even than I'm going to trust in His healing power. I trust in His healing power, but I'm also going to put more confidence in this, that Lord, You know what's best for my life. And if that means that You want us to suffer, if that's what it takes for God to get glory, for the Lord to minister to us personally, for the Lord to minister to other people in our life, if it takes suffering, if it takes difficulty, if it takes the tears that life brings, then Lord, I'm still trusting You because You're the object of my faith. God is the object of our faith. Jehoshaphat, they won a great battle. But do you know the reason was because their eyes were on the Lord. Verse 17, let's just read it. Well, verse 15, the second part, it says, "Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Folks, we can only carry so much. It may have been last night, Brother Carl, or someone else mentioned, I believe, last night. God did not design us to go through life without His Spirit. He did not design us to go through life independent of a relationship with God. And that means that there are a lot of trials that the world has too. The world has suffering, but the difference of God's people is that there is someone that we can look to that will minister peace to us, that will minister rest to us, that will carry us not just on the surface things that, oh, I feel better, but down deep in our spirits that there is an assurance that I am in the hands of God. I'm going to get personal again. There have been some embarrassing. There have been those too. There have been some difficult moments when I remember being on the floor right over there in the middle of the congregation, not able to control my body. That's not always real fun. It's not always real easy. I heard someone one time, and it was a message, and I'll just be honest, I believe they missed it. But in the message that someone was bringing out, they were almost bringing out that if there is sickness, that there's a lack of faith, or that there is, that it's God's desire to heal everybody. That's not what my Bible teaches me. That's not what the pattern of those that have gone before us, we find there has been suffering. And I will say, and I brought that out because someone asked me, they said, "How do you view this?" And I said, there have been times in my life the only thing that carried me through was knowing that I was in the hands of God. The devil was not in control of this battle because I'm one of God's children. This morning, if you are one of God's children, you are in the hands of God. You are in the hands of God that there is healing in the blood of Jesus. There is physical healing in His blood. Let's not lose that. It's still there. It still works. But there is a deeper power in the blood of Jesus. And that deeper power is that even when we are hurting, we can still find rest in the hands of God. And we can be at peace in our spirit, although you don't feel good. Although you fear because we don't know what the future holds, and although it brings some tears sometimes, faith is when you look up and you make eye contact with the Savior. That's what gives you courage to go another day. I said I wasn't going to preach. You remember Jesus when he was in the boat with the disciples? And the storm came and they began to be very fearful.
Yeah.
And they woke him up and they said, Lord, they said, we perish. We perish. And Jesus asked them a question. Does anybody remember what Jesus asked him? He said, where is your faith? Where is your faith? Do you know what the answer to that question was, should be? It's right in front of us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Folks, looking unto Jesus is where faith begins, and it's where it ends. Looking unto Jesus. So if you're in a boat this morning, and you're fearful, and that boat, there's a lot of things, questions, you don't know what's going to happen. If you will get your eyes on the Lord, He can begin to work in a mighty way. Physically, yes. But deeper than that, He can begin to work in our spirits. He can begin to minister peace. He can begin to minister hope. He can begin to minister something that goes way beyond the circumstances that we find ourselves in. So you see where faith this morning goes, true faith goes way beyond the physical. True faith touches every area of our life, and it's about making eye contact with the Lord and resting, saying, Lord, I don't have the strength or the might. And the Lord said, it's not your battle, then you're my child. I will be the one to come in and work in your life what is best for you. And then when God tells you what He's going to do, you stand on that and claim that promise. But in the meantime, let's keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, folks. That's what's going to carry us through our difficulties and our problems of life. And to me, I found that for me, and this is, again, personal, this is what the essence of faith comes to. When I read the Scripture and I find when He said to seek Him, you know, you pray and have faith as a grain of mustard seed, He'll answer it. And I think, okay, He's going to answer every prayer. And then I turn and read about suffering and how it seems like God wasn't giving deliverance. How do these things balance each other out? They're balanced, folks. They work together, but where it starts and where it ends is getting our eyes on the Savior and keeping Him fixed on Him.